At a high court hearing in London this morning, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, will find out if two judges are satisfied with assurances from the U.S. government about how he would be treated if he were to face trial for espionage.
Way back in 2010, Assange's organization published hundreds of thousands of leaked documents about U.S. military actions in Iraq and Afghanistan. His supporters contend these documents highlighted American abuses and say he's a journalist. His critics say the documents put the human sources behind them in danger when they were leaked, which is why the United States wants to put Assange on trial.
Willem Marks has more. Willem, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do we expect to hear today at the hearing? What might the judges decide on?
Well, way back in March, the High Court here in London considered Assange's attempts to appeal this extradition from the UK to the US. That was something that Britain's Interior Minister had already approved. The US wants to charge him with 17 acts of espionage, one of computer misuse. Assange essentially sought to appeal on 9 different grounds. The court at the time decided he had a, quote, real prospect of success in 3 separate legal areas of his appeal. The judges in March also said they needed assurances linked to those 3 possible grounds for appeal from the US government about Assange's treatment were he to end up in the American legal system, namely that he'd be able to rely on his First Amendment rights, he'd be treated no differently than a US citizen, and he would not receive the death penalty. So today we'll find out, first of all, if the judges are happy with assurances the US government's made to the court since March. If they're not happy, Assange will definitely be allowed to appeal, and his lawyers may even be able to debate the substance of that appeal as soon as today. And even if they are happy, he may still be given the chance to appeal, but that's not guaranteed and would depend on arguments his lawyers make today in court.
I see. It's a lot of moving parts there. So depending on their decision, what could happen next?
Well, so he could be given grounds to appeal the British government's decision to extradite him. At that point, it would drag on longer in the British system, but it might lead to his eventual release here. So that's kind of option one. If the judges today essentially say, all right, go ahead, he can be extradited to the US, then the only higher authority left for an appeal would be the European Court of Human Rights. That would require his team to file an appeal motion before that court and for that court to intervene really quickly before the Brits and the Americans arrange his military transport. That's option two. If he does eventually end up in the US sooner or later, he could theoretically receive a prison sentence of up to 175 years, but not many people really think that's going to happen. In terms of that length of sentence, at least. And then that's option three. Option four would be he'd end up in an American court and would be acquitted.
And if you can speak about what effect do you think this long process has had on Assange?
Well, it's been a 13-year legal struggle in the UK. It began many years ago with criminal allegations in Sweden linked to rape charges. Those were later dropped. It's now essentially a tussle over the differences between the US and UK legal systems. He spent 5 years in a maximum security prison here in southeast London, 7 years before that hold up in the Ecuadorian embassy building. Those close to him say he's suffered tremendous mental stress in recent years. He's got trouble speaking. His wife, Stella, who's been kind of central to his campaign for freedom the past few years, she said in a recent interview, it's the uncertainty that makes this so stressful. He could be close to being freed today. He could also be very close to being put on a plane and never seeing freedom again, she said.
That is Willem Marks. Willem, thank you.
Thank you.